All right, well, we may not like all this rain, but could be worse. A couple months from now, it could all be snow. That's not always a bad thing, though. Deanne is here from St. Clair Travel. Good morning, Deanne.
Good morning.
Snow's not a bad thing if you like winter sports, right?
If you like winter sports and you like to ski and you like to, go snowmobiling, you know, it's one of those things that everybody says to me, he goes, well, how do you know, like, where to go for that? And I'm like, well, first of all, I grew up skiing. Yeah. I've been to Colorado, right. Been to Utah, been to California. I've been all over skiing as a kid, and I was very lucky. So then when I got into travel, that was kind of one of those things that I was interested in, was like, oh, I want to send people to go skiing. Yeah. Well, now we've got lots and lots of options. I mean, oh, my gosh, you can go up into Canada. Heck, some people fly over to Europe cheaper than they can go out to Colorado. But I just wanted to let everyone know that St. Clair Travel does handle that for people, and family trips especially, The one thing I think is the hardest thing about when you go skiing with a family is you've got to, figure out how big a place you're going to have. Do you want to ski in, which means if you're close to the hill, you can ski right to your place, or ski out where you take a bus or you walk. That's the one thing. But the other thing is that do you rent skis or do you bring your skis?
Yeah, we've talked about this before. People that make an investment in skis and they spend a lot of money on new skis because they like to go up north in the wintertime and ski all the time. By the way, a ski trip out west somewhere is a lot different. That's type of skiing, isn't it?
Exactly. It's, you know, the one thing that I always, my dad embedded in me was, I don't care how good you kids are, you're all taking a lesson. And we were all very good skiers, and my dad would still put us in a ski lesson because the mountains are different.
Yeah.
You go for a mile, and you're still not down the hill yet. And you're tired, and you got to know how to stop, and you know how to handle the snow at the top, and as it's changing as you're going towards the bottom. I mean, there's just so many different levels. But the fun part about skiing out west is that that's it. You go up for 25 minutes on a chairlift or a gondola, but you ski for 25 minutes coming down. Mm-hmm. It's like you can take your time. They have little hot huts up there, and you can have wine and cheese, and you can go in many different directions and still go down to the same chairlift. It's really just a lot of fun, and it's just so different, the scenic views and all of that. I mean, it really is a beautiful thing to do.
Yeah, but traveling with skis can be a little cumbersome.
Back to that. Yeah. Yeah, that's, I remember, you had to go over here and claim your skis. You had to go over here, they put them in a box and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Now, you have to remember that out west, people, these ski companies are trying to sell their skis.
Yeah.
So every year they put new skis in the rental shops. So you're not renting 10-year-old skis. You're renting brand new, probably only been used, 100 or so times.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick them up right there. And what they do is they say, hey, come in the day you arrive, pick up your skis, and you keep them for 3 days. So it's not like it used to be where you had to check them in, check them out, check them in. And also lessons, ski passes, we handle all that for you. So if your kids... You want to get your kids in a lesson the very first day instead of waiting in line to sign them up. You already got them signed up. Mm-hmm. You're already in, and your skis are already set for you to pick up. Everything is handled for you, as well as transfers from the airport to the ski resort. You don't have to rent a car anymore. They have a lot of transfers. When I went to, Breckenridge, we took the shuttle from the airport right to Breckenridge, and then we stayed right inside. We never needed a car. You walk around. It's just so much fun. And the shuttle took us back to the airport.
Well, one of the first places everybody thinks of when they think skiing is Colorado, but there are other places you can go too.
Oh, yeah. Salt Lake City, Utah, you fly in there, and then there's some wonderful resorts. There's Deer Valley, there's Park City, there's a bunch of those out there. Then even Big Sky, Montana. And I believe, and I'm not sure if it's changed, but Big Sky used to be connected to up north at Boyne Highlands. I think it's the same owner.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that a lot of the ski shops used to advertise for Big Sky, and if you bought skis or if you bought stuff, they'd give you coupons. So Big Sky is also part of a great ski area. It's not very far, and it's a nice, easy place to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But, another popular spot, and I always wanted to go up there, was to Whistler up in Canada, British Columbia. You've got... a lot of different resorts out east. You can go to Stowe, Vermont. Drive. You can drive out there. 10 hours. My first ski adventure on a mountain was Stowe, Vermont. And it's a beautiful little area. Vermont is so quaint, so pretty. and Great Hills. And there's a couple of them out there as well. So you're not limited to just going out west. You can drive out east, and you'll still get like Lake Placid even. Mm-hmm. Lot of opportunities.
Now is the time to start planning your wintertime ski trip, though, isn't it?
It really is, because it's one of those layaway your getaways, yeah. Because it's not cheap to buy your passes to get your skis, but yet it's what I like most about it is you're outside with your family, with your loved one, whoever, and it's just a really great vacation.
No, it sounds like a good way to go. The season typically starts when? Like November?
Thanksgiving. Yeah. I remember that always saying we should have went out for Thanksgiving. It's a long weekend. But, December, if you can get out before Christmas, come back for the Christmas, before the Christmas rush. Of course, Christmas, New Year's, but you're going to stand in line. And then, of course, all winter long. And you can go as far as April. I used to get tanner going out west skiing, then people went to Florida for spring break.
There you go. Yeah, because the climate is such that even though you're in the snow, it's still sunny and pretty mild.
Oh, it snows at night, and then during the day, it warms up to 60, 50. I mean, you're skiing with sweatshirts on in the spring.
You mentioned layaway your getaway. So if somebody calls you today and says, hey, this is what we want to plan, they kind of figure out where they want to go, what they want to do, they can make a down payment and just start paying on it until they're ready to go.
Yeah, and right now they've got a lot of early bird specials. So if you get yourself booked early enough, but give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.
All right, very good.